Good morning. We're Tingman Chayadim, Klam and Bov, and we're starting at Simon Beis. Im ein loy mayim, mutter lito b'chol minei mashkin. U'b'chol minei mayim, av apisha psulim l'ntilas yudayim. So if a person doesn't have water available, you can use other types of liquids instead. The exception is going to be wine. Wine, because of its chashiva, should not be used for the purpose of Mayim Mechurinim, but even other types of juices, etc., could be used for Mayim Mechurinim if he doesn't have the option of water. So if you learn that Mayim Mechurinim is a chiyuv, that the person has to clean his hands beforehand, so we're going to allow the potential iser of Baal Tashkes, because it's not wasting. I have a valid purpose to do this. If you learn that it's no longer a chiyuv anymore, because we don't our derech is we don't eat with our hands so much, and melech tzemes is not so common, so then possibly there's an argument that this halacha doesn't apply anymore, because there would be element of Baal Tashkes, since it's not really necessary. On the other hand, even in the world of Baal Tashkes, even if a person does something because of a minig, he has a right. The Dayan Weiss has a tshuva where he talks about a person who's makba is on Pas Yisrael when it's available, and he has some bread which is non-Pas Yisrael, and he travels to a place where now Pas Yisrael is available, and if he buys the Pas Yisrael instead, this bread will end up being wasted. Is that a problem about Tashkes? And he says no, since that's his minig to do that. It's a valid minig which is mentioned in Halacha, so it's not considered a waste of the bread to not eat it and eat the Pas Yisrael instead. Okay, now the Chayyarim says that even though you can use any type of liquid, or you can use any type of water, even water which is pasul for the Tilas Yadayim, it's been used for washing something and Malach has been done with it, or its color has changed. So we mentioned those ideas that there are certain types of liquids which are no longer water, which is no longer acceptable for the Til Shadayim, but for Mayim Achranim, it's acceptable. But so Chazal said, if you take hot water, you should not use hot water, because it actually causes some of the Zuma to absorb in. Now, we tend to think of hot water as something which is good for removing the dirt which is there. Usually that's true in conjunction together with soap, but without the soap, it dissolves the fatty things, etc., but it also helps it absorb. So you're not truly removing everything, whereas cold has the opposite effect. It solidifies all of the fat, and then with the rubbing that a person does, a person can remove it. So it's interesting to see how Chazal looked at the idea of hot water. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does point out that this is referring to hot, but something which is just lukewarm, it's warm to the point where it's not yatzeledis, is going to be mutter. So that raises an interesting question. If it's less than yatzeledis, it's mutter. So the case over here that we can't use it, something that has to be yatzeledis. If it's yatzeledis, how in the world are you going to wash with it? Your hand reacts to it. So you see that the definition of yatzeledis doesn't mean that there's an immediate reaction. It's a level of temperature which a person can tolerate for a short amount of time, a brief amount of time. Just sustained exposure to it would be difficult. So when you see here sometimes the definitions of yatzeledis bo, and the lower range of temperatures, usually the person discussed it in a range, that it's somewhere close to at this temperature already, it's considered yatzeledis bo, at least possibly. And by this temperature, for sure, it's considered yatzeledis bo. So Mercer writes, between 120 and 160 is the range of yatzeledis, for example. Some of the numbers which are said are even less than that, and they sound like I could handle that. The answer is you might be able to handle that, either because you've made your hands accustomed to dealing with hot things, or because even true yatzeledis bo is not something which a person would immediately have a reaction that he has to remove it. Okay. the next point that the Chayyadim touches on is where what you're supposed to wash into, and then we'll add one or two points about Mayim HaKoranim, and then we will move on to Bessa Shem in the following Shir. We'll clarify the last points about Mayim HaKoranim and move on to the next topic. And meanwhile, have a good day.